For this ethnic Hazara man who can't be identified, the road to citizenship in Australia is taking much longer than expected. He was granted permanent residency in 2010 after fleeing persecution in Afghanistan.
Of course, it has their effect when you waiting for a long time. It's difficult for not just for me, for all of people those waiting for their citizen.
He's not alone. A Commonwealth Ombudsman report has found the number of people subject to higher-level identity checks who've been left waiting more than 2 years for approval has skyrocketed, from just over 300 cases in late 2016 to almost 2,000 last year. Senior Policy Officer with the Refugee Council of Australia, Asher Hirsch, believes that it's most often refugees who are affected.
There was an intentional policy set for refugee communities that put their applications in a drawer and said, we're not going to process these applications for a number of months, even over a year. And it only affected the refugee communities while other applications went by as normal.
We're looking at over a year, well over a year, sometimes 2 or 3 years and even up to 4 years in these delays.
The report found the oldest case had been on hand for more than 4 years and applicants from Afghanistan topped the list of those facing delays. SBS News understands processing times can be affected by the complex nature of such applications, often because there are no documents or not enough documents from the applicant's country of origin. Mr. Hirsch says the impact on those affected is wide-ranging.
Well, for refugee communities, it's not only about having a sense of belonging, about calling Australia home. It's also, for them, a chance to reunite with their family. Until they get citizenship, refugees who arrive by boat are effectively denied family reunion. And for them, it's about their safety of their families back home. It's about being able to move on with their life and settle in Australia with their family together.
In a statement to SBS News, the Home Affairs Department has denied there's a backlog in processing and says applicants must meet the criteria no matter how and when they arrive. For people like this man, it's an anxious wait.
One day, we believe they will give us, but sometimes we're talking is too long. We're disappointed, feeling disappointed, yeah. We proud to live in Australia. We feeling proud we are an Australian. Australia is very beautiful country, very good law, very good government and good people. And we're feeling safe, 100% safe.
Maria Zivic, SBS News.